Today on 88.9 The Cube, we are addressing an important issue among our young people in the community, and that is the drug and alcohol problem that many face. This week is Drug Prevention Week, and the Jean Lapointe Foundation is taking the opportunity to highlight its My Independence campaign that is now well established in the Eastern Townships. I have the privilege to speak with the director of the Prevention and Awareness Programs, and her name is Anne Elizabeth Lapointe. Welcome to CJMQ.
Yes, thank you.
So, as I mentioned, this is Drug Prevention Week, and you have a program in place to deal with this. And what exactly is that all about?
Well, what it is it's an activity that we do within each classroom. It's aimed for kids between 12 and 14, so kids who enter high school. And it's basically an opportunity for the kids to talk about drugs and alcohol without any risk of being judged.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is it confidential, but as well, I mean, they see us only once, and so they're so open with us, and they can ask every question they have regarding the subject, because of course at that age they are very curious about alcohol and drugs. And so it's a discussion that we're having. We do have a PowerPoint presentation where we will talk about how it affects the brain, every drug that anyone will take, how it affects the brain, what are the consequences. We don't talk specifically about any substance because when you look at all the best practices, it's not something that is recommended to do that with younger teenagers. So we will talk about the different types of use, so just when you abuse, when you're dependent, when it's just a recreational use, so we talk about that. And throughout the whole conversation, we answer all the questions that the kids will have. We try to correct their false beliefs because the kids, they entertain so many false beliefs regarding drugs and alcohol that we have to, you know, correct those.
Mm-hmm.
And give the right information so that when and if they decide to experiment, at least they will know what they get into.
Right. I guess they hear a lot of things on television, a lot of glorification of drugs and alcohol.
It's all contradictory.
Right.
So what we try to do is harmonize the messages so that the kids will have the right information. So we do as well speak with the teachers and the everyone at the school so that they will also adopt the same message as us.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you been doing this? What is the history of your program?
Well, we started with a gambling awareness program that we started almost 10 years ago. And because La Maison Jean Lapointe is known for its alcohol and drug treatment program,
mm-hmm.
Everyone was like, how come you're coming to talk about gambling? How come you're not talking about alcohol and drugs?
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to find funding through La Fondation Jean Lapointe, and we decided to put together a program for the kids regarding drug and alcohol. So we started that in around 2008, and we had help from the Addiction Prevention Center, who put together the presentation, the PowerPoint, and we had it evaluated as well. And La Fondation Jean Lapointe decided that they didn't want the activity to only be presented for kids in Montreal, but throughout the whole province. And so throughout the years, we've been training counselors all over the province who could be able to give the presentation. So in English, actually, the program is called My Independence Matters to Me. In French, is Mon Indépendance J'y Tiens. And so that's it. So now in 2013, I can say that we are in the majority of every region of Quebec. Last year, we saw over 40,000 kids throughout Quebec.
Wow, that's quite a number.
It is, it is. And we do know when you do prevention work, we do know that if you want to have a significant impact, you need to reach out to a big amount, like a huge number of kids, to make a difference so that all the kids hear the same thing and talk about the topic the same way.
Right.
And so let's say there are about 70,000 kids who enter high school every year. So our goal is to be able to see the majority of those kids to be able to have a real impact.
Right. So you have a counselor in this area, in the Sherbrooke area, is that how it works?
Yes. So we found her and trained her last year. She started, I guess, winter or spring of last year. And we've decided that this prevention week would be the best opportunity for us to really launch our program in the region. And so she's been working already since September. She's been going to schools all over the Eastern Townships. And this week she's in Sherbrooke.
Okay. Now, does she leave information with the students where they can contact her if they want further information?
Yes, we've developed such a great program. After the workshop, she gives this micro book. It's a tiny, tiny book. It's a real book. And it's about 1 inch, 1 inch by 1 inch. It's the smallest book you'll ever see. And so the kids love the book. And inside are all the important messages that, you know, we gave throughout the workshop with all the resources. So this is a gift that they keep and that they can read when they need help. Also, we have a contest, which is called My Passion Matters to Me. And so this contest is, we encourage the kids to really focus on what they like instead of, you know, partying or going out or drinking or drugging. And so the contest is, we want the kids to film themselves or send a picture of them doing whatever they love. So let's say it's someone playing soccer, someone playing the piano, whatever. And every month we pick a winner. And this winner, the prize that we give them is related to their passion. Mm-hmm. So last month's winner is a kid who loves to fish. And so we've decided to take him shopping in a big, you know, a popular store where he'll be able to buy whatever, all the equipment he needs to be able to go fishing. And so there we have our website as well that they can go and they can ask questions to the counselor who came to the school as well. So it never ends. Basically, we may be coming to the school only for an hour, but they have the book to be reminded of us. They have the contest. There's the website, and so that that helps the kids retain and remember the messages.
Right. So I guess your aim is to delay the age of first alcohol and drug consumption. The earlier you get to them, the better?
Yes, totally, because we do know that the earlier you start using, the more at risk you are of developing an addiction.
Right.
And so the main goal of the workshop is to delay that first drink. Or you know, whatever it is that they would use. So we do know that if instead of starting this year, they start next year or in 2 years, then we've probably saved a couple kids, you know.
Yes, or even reduced their consumption as well, because they have to think about what it does to their brains.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. It's a great program that you have going there. We wish you good luck. Can the public, the general public, offer you any type of support?
Well, you know, by talking about the program already, mm-hmm. if you're a parent and you're listening to the show, you can call, you know, your kid's school to find out if we're going to go there. So already for us, that's helping us in one way. If people want, because it's the Jean Lapointe Foundation who are making it possible for us to offer the workshops for free. So if people want to donate, that would be wonderful as well. But just to be able to talk about us is a great way to help. And also, if you're a parent and you can go on our website, at least you'll get the right information as well as a parent.
That's helpful, too.
And that's going to help
absolutely. Yes, for sure. Well, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Ms. Anne Elizabeth Lapointe. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, and thank you for inviting me.